This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tuesday installment of Sabres Live, and not the final show of the week. So we are different from 1 week ago. And we're only 2 days away from Shayna Goldman, we think. Next appearance for her on the show. So those are things
not
to look
cottage
forward.
Season for Shayna. She's in middle prime Wimbledon tennis season right now. So she's ready to come on the show.
She's always in season. Mm-hmm. That, like, right? I mean, there's no other way to do it. She is into and hardcore whatever her interests are. And that's what we love about having her on, because she's just so invested in every single topic, as we try to be. I think we were yesterday. We went heavy on Bo Byram, obviously. And then by extension, you know, whether it's a direct domino or just tangents, things like this, like the, anything and everything could be connected. So what did we talk about yesterday? Two clubs elected for arbitration again, you know, with players of their own. We had 11 players previously the day before file for arbitration on their own right. But in this
it's
case,
always about how many get to arbitration, right? 11 filed, how many will get there?
I got news for you. Jack McBain didn't come close.
I know, it didn't even come close. Listen, you have until 5 o'clock the one day to for teams to elect for team arbitration, to take a player to arbitration. You know, 24, 48 hours later, boom, we're done. Jack McBain signed with Utah, 5 years at $4.25 million. A little bit more than what AFP Analytics had projected on that, but it's also more term. So McBain, who's 25, I believe, gets a five-year deal at roughly $4.25 million. That's, I think he did really well.
Has never hit 30 points yet in his career.
Exactly. Like, what was it, 14 goals, 16 assists, or somewhere in that range?
Less. 27 Less. Points. That's what I mean. So like Jack Quinn, right? Over $3 million. Immediate reaction. Oh my gosh. Like way too high. He's a lot lower than McBain.
He's got much higher side. Total. He's younger and higher side. It's like, okay. But that's the rolling of the dice. You never know when it comes to going to arbitration. So Utah is saying, listen, we could go to arbitration and they're going to pull up some defensive metrics and some face-off metrics. And and all of a sudden we got to pay them, you know, $4.5 million this year. And then it's going to go up the year after. No, let's stay 20 or so million dollars over 5 years and we're good here.
Right. And not that the dynamic of Utah necessarily changes incredibly. I mean, they had to bring in veteran players, and then some have moved on. They've hitched their ride to others, obviously. Many think they're a good team. Obviously, Buffalo and Utah connected through the Paterka-Kesselring-Doan trade. But let's just push aside the mammoth now. McBain's done. That leaves one. That leaves the Sabres. It leaves Byram. It leaves, like, has the over-under changed on how quickly this is going to get resolved now with Byram and the Sabres based on the McBain mammoth thing?
I don't think the over-under has changed at all, because McBain and the Utah Mammoth was a different situation. It was there hasn't seemed to be any movement on McBain of saying, oh, there could be an offer sheet for McBain, or, you know, there could be a trade or any of that. It was just business needs to get done, and this is one way to do business. With Byram, it's different right now, because you still have the, oh, we could get a deal done before going to arbitration, but we could also get a deal done to make a trade. Because the team right now that's saying, okay, we're interested in Bo Byram, they're not going to acquire Bo Byram not knowing what this value or this next deal would be like. So for a trade to happen from now until the arbitration, late July, early August, or whatnot, would have to come with a deal. Would have to come with a deal. But Byram cannot, technically, cannot negotiate any deals with anybody else but the Sabres right now, because that offer sheet is off the table. So that's why it gets a little tricky. But the Sabres, if they had a willing partner that said, okay, this is the deal, we're going to offer you X, Y, and Z for Bo Byram, well, then I think the Sabres would say, okay, well, then for the deal to happen, you probably want a deal done contract-wise with Bo Byram. Go ahead and talk to him. Try to figure it out. And if you figure it out, we'll make the deal. So I think that's why it would take a while. It's the over-under hasn't changed on the timing now, because there's still a lot of hoops that would need to happen for anything to change before arbitration.
I think on social yesterday, we asked, you know, what you think will happen next with Byram. I think from, you know, my whatever thought process along those lines, and more specifically to you, because I'm full of questions today, some of them like completely off the wall, which we're going to get to, and hopefully mildly entertaining. That's always, you know, viewer's choice. But what is the best case scenario from your perspective, Marty?
The best case
scenario, as to how this Byram situation unfolds.
The best case scenario for me would be to say, okay, I know Bo Byram's a really good player. I know Bo Byram and Rasmus Dahlin was a good pair. Can I just have this year? I don't care what happens in 2 years down the road. I don't care what happens in 5 years down the road. I care about what happened from October 1st this year until, you know, July 1st of next year. Like that whole year, I'm including the playoffs in there. That's what I care about. And how is my team better starting then? I don't care about October 1st, 2026. I don't care about October 1st, 2027. I really don't. I care about this year. So if I know that at the very least, Byram would be signed to a one-year deal going into this year with arbitration, then if I'm going to make a move, it better make my team now much better. And I don't care if it is in a year or two or three. So in that sense, I think that making a trade right now, unless it was one of those no-brainer, you're like, whoa, we just fleeced the other team, right? Like, and that's rare to happen at this time.
You painted this picture yesterday. If I trade Bo Byram for a forward because we have a hole in the top six, that's cool. But then we have a hole on the blue line.
Yes.
So based on what you just said, are you leaning more to keeping him because you're concerned about a hole on the blue line as opposed to a hole up front?
I'm concerned about a hole on the blue line 100%. I'm also concerned about what that blue line / goaltending would look like if you don't have the support right there. So that to me is a big concern. Like Michael Kesselring, look, I mean, I think he's a really nice player. And I think that for me, penciled in with Owen Power in the second pair would be perfect. But that's in July. And like on my piece of paper, what is that going to look like in September and in October? I'd rather have all my options available to me to say, hey, maybe it would be Kesselring and Dahlin, because I'll put Byram with Power, because maybe that doesn't work with Power. And or maybe it's mid, late October, early November, and you know what? Owen Power is not cutting it right now. I got to make a move. I got to trade him. Well, at least I would have Dahlin and Byram to be there if I wanted to just press the eject button and say, okay, we're moving on because it's not working. But if I don't have Byram, all of a sudden I'm still hoping that, oh, well, let's give Power a little bit more time, right? If it doesn't work. So there's a lot there that is way more concerning for me on the blue line without Byram than it is up front without having a top six forward added to the mix.
But based on the kind of access to information, and that might be overstating it, certainly rumors and speculation, obviously. Does your opinion flip a little bit or your curiosity get heightened, you know, the more you hear Jordan Kyrou, Mason McTavish, you know, names like that? Like, do you then go, oh, okay, I can make this work in the top six, and then I'm less concerned about the blue line? Like, what happens in your, because I'm, as you may know, I give you a lot of credit.
I like it.
Okay, so maybe I didn't give your Blue Jays enough credit at the end of the show. I was trying to make a quick one-liner.
You quickly went to, by the way, the Dodgers are terrible right now.
Well, no, I was celebrating the Houston Astros in-season yes. World Series, because they will probably never win another game this year because I mentioned them yesterday. So that's how this works. Their winning streak ended last night to a not a good lately Cleveland team. But all that aside, yes. I respect how you view all of this. So I like following your ebbs and flows in the concept, you know, the thought of like roster construction and stuff like that. So yes, Kyrou's name was out there a ton before July 1st and when his no trade kicked in. Mm-hmm. And the Ducks, because of what we all assumed, and it still is true, this massive amount of cap space that they still have, which logically a third of it was probably going to get eaten up, 20 to 30% of it was going to get eaten up in new deals for Dostal and McTavish.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is Pat Verbeek's been there a while, but hasn't had the massive splash impact on his roster until Michael Granlund in free agency and the head coach in Joel Quenneville. And there, you know, McTavish is not his guy, so to speak, from a draft standpoint. But like, I don't even know what's more preposterous, like the Blues signing a Kyrou deal, he lives up to it, and now even with a, you know, no move, no, what is it, no full no move
for Kyrou, no trade clause, full no trade until 2030, and then it drops to a 15 team.
So like, what's more realistic here, Kyrou moves despite having the protection not to, or Mason McTavish, who, depending on how you slice it, I can give you two other players who are super interesting age and stat line wise as comps. Quentin Byfield and JJ Paterka.
Well, yeah, I have JJ Paterka as a comp for sure.
So like, why would the Ducks move off of Mason McTavish? And what would they be getting at this point in time?
Well, like, the Ducks would move on of Mason McTavish if the same way the Sabres moved off of JJ Paterka.
Well, they would move McTavish for Kyrou, presumably, right?
Yes. And Kyrou going to Anaheim, I mean, Anaheim is going to be one of those teams that
would be a good fit for Anaheim. It would be a more established, consistent scorer.
Yes.
But why sacrifice Mason McTavish at this point, unless you really don't think he's trending upwards? But his, like I said, the numbers are very, 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 very similar to Byfield and Paterka.
Yeah. So I am more interested in Mason McTavish. I think it's more likely to me that a Mason McTavish would be available to Buffalo than a Jordan Kyrou. I think Kyrou, the no trade clause, what we know of, unfortunately, the lack of success and the lack of buzz in Buffalo for that. I don't see Kyrou saying, yeah, okay, I'll wave to go to Buffalo. It just doesn't make sense right now. Now it could be like that. Like, you win. All of a sudden, the Sabres make the playoffs. You win. And it's like, yeah, I want to go there, right? Because it creates a buzz. It creates that. Anaheim is starting to create that buzz with their moves and their acquisition and the young players that they have. So I could see Kyrou moving, like waving his no-trade clause to go to Anaheim. But Mason McTavish has nothing of that. Mason McTavish is a restricted free agent, I should say, no S, he's not from Latvia, but he is in search of a contract. It's the same situation Paterka found himself in. Do you feel comfortable all of a sudden saying, we're going to move off of a guy like Bo Byram to acquire a Mason McTavish and in return give him the same money that J.J. Paterka got?
Can't be the same.
Well, a little less. It would be a little less.
I would think a little less, yeah.
I think you look at Mason McTavish. He still had himself, 22 goals last year, trending up. Paterka,
he's more
points,
of a centerman, obviously,
goals
than Paterka.
You're still paying 6.5 or close to 7 for Mason
McTavish. This just reinforces how good a deal the Kings made with Byfield.
Yes. When you look at Quentin Byfield, and they were the first one to jump in, right? When they got Quentin Byfield done, they're saying, okay, let's sign him to a $6.25 million, 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. Now he's entering year two of that. So he will become a UFA sooner because it was just a 5-year deal. But I think that was a really good management type deal by Rob Blake at the time in LA to get that done. But I think Mason McTavish is probably closer to $7 million, 6.5 to 7 on a long-term deal. Would he fit the Sabres 100%? I think that Mason McTavish would be the kind of player that, and I'm going to say this carefully, J.J. Paterka could have been, in the sense that when I look at Paterka, I see the production, but I always want to see a little bit more of a gritty side to JJ, right? And there was some flashes of that, but Mason McTavish brings a lot of grit to his game.
Does he perception-wise or reality-wise?
Reality-wise, but it's not as high a production as Paterka, so that's the difference. So if you were to say, okay, where would he fit in your top six? I think he would fit great in a top six.
But he's a center. He's more of a center. And then that changes things here because we have to keep in mind where Yuri Kulik played last year.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem saying you put McTavish with Yuri on the same line if you wanted to. And then you put a guy like Alex Tuck with them. And then you can kind of have Tuck being a very good, responsible, all-around player, and a McTavish and Yuri switching back and forth, depending on... Lindy Ruff has been very specific about what he likes from the players in the middle of the ice. He was very, very critical of Thompson and Cousins, so much so Cousins got traded. Thompson was moved to the wing. I think that if all of a sudden you have Yuri playing in the middle, but there's a little bit of a slow process there. Boom, you can insert a McTavish. I think McTavish is more the type of player I would say I would call on and see what it would take. And how does Bo Byram would fit in, the Anaheim Ducks and if that would work for them. And then kind of see where that goes. But again, now here's the issue. Mason McTavish, just like J.J. Paterka, was not eligible for arbitration, can hold out. He if he doesn't sign his contract, all of a sudden you're no better. Game one, if you don't have Mason McTavish signed and you traded away Bo Byram, now you have a hole in defense and you have a hole on forward. So if you're going to make the move, you better be guaranteed, just like if somebody was to trade for Byram right now, that you have a deal in place, that you have the length, the term, the money in place with a Mason McTavish.
I think it's easier to understand the Kyrou speculation before the no trade kicked in.
Yes.
The Blues had an outstanding run under a new coach, and I would say most of their key players lived up to expectations to help get them there and get them within the closest margin of getting to round two. And recognizing that they have enough players of Kyrou's age or higher that they probably should try to keep maintaining that balance of keeping the younger players, of which they just traded Bolduc to Montreal.
Yep.
And therefore might be unlikely to part with Neighbors, who's younger than Kyrou. And you can understand from a Blues perspective why Kyrou might be in the, you know, the discussion mill. Why do you think McTavish is?
Well, I heard his name at the trade deadline. I heard his name earlier in the season in Mason McTavish.
Right.
So I was very puzzled by that. Like, why would the Anaheim Ducks want to move off of a Mason
McTavish? Well, do they not think he's a center? Do they not think he's the right center? Like, Carlson's going to be the guy.
Yeah, and Ryan Strome. They brought in a
versatile Granlund. They have Strome.
Yeah.
They obviously, like many teams, weren't able to make as big a splash, perhaps, as they would like in free agency. It's not done yet. But, like, it does beg more questions, right? McTavish than Kyrou?
So the way that I see Anaheim is that, okay, maybe they can use a piece to strengthen somewhere else. Like you just mentioned, Lucas Dostal, he needs a contract. He had a fantastic year. But I'm not so sure that he had a fantastic start of the year and then it dwindled a little bit in the second half. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that Anaheim, the blue line, is where they want it to be. So now when you look at, for example, this year.
Still pretty good, though.
But they were last 5-on-5 in expected goals against last year. They were the worst team. Now, maybe that's why they changed coach. Maybe that's why they revamped the whole, you know, coaching staff. They bring in Coach Quenneville, everything. But if you're Anaheim, you went and acquired Chris Kreider. Mm-hmm. You went and signed Michael Granlund. You still have Troy Terry. You have Carlson and Cutter Gauthier. You acquired Jacob Trouba. I think you could say, what they're missing right now is a piece on the blue line, is somebody that can come in on the blue line and strengthen that group right now. Like Jackson Lacombe is a great young defenseman. He had a really good year. But would you strengthen your back end if you had Byram, Gudas, Trouba, Lacombe, Zellweger? Like you're thinking about, oh, yeah. So now what Anaheim is thinking is, let's use a chip that we have that can fetch us the return that we need. I think that's the same thing the Sabres are looking at Bo Byram, saying, okay, this is a chip that we have in hand. We can use it if we're going to get something we want in return. But if that's not there, we're completely okay and fine having him in our lineup. Anaheim is doing the same thing with Mason McTavish. They're not going to trade Leo Carlson. They're not going to trade Cutter Gauthier.
Not. Right.
They're not going to trade Troy Terry. They're.
It's not like his name hasn't been out there.
It's not like his name hasn't been out there, but I don't see Troy Terry with his modified no trade being moved right now. I'm just saying the one guy that is available and could be the easy one to say, pluck it out of our group and we'll acquire something is a Mason McTavish. I think that's why his name has been out there. Sometimes you have as a team to identify, when are we going to be able to trade from a position of strength?
Right.
And right now, Anaheim is looking at Mason McTavish and saying that could be their position of strength, that if a deal is there, we can fetch something in return.
And so Sabres Blues or Sabres Ducks?
Sabres Ducks.
Is a more likely trade partner?
It's a more likely trade. Yeah, I don't see the Blues and Kyrou being much of a target for the Sabres. Now, if you wanted to say we're switching to that to Jake Neighbors, which we mentioned yesterday on the show, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is a different thing. Jake Neighbors mm-hmm. doesn't have any trade protection, and now we're it's a new landscape of a deal. But I like Mason McTavish, and what I've heard of the rumor mill in the last 5-6 months mm-hmm. is more of a possibility, realistic possibility, than Jordan Kyrou at this time.
A headline in the Orange County Register as it pertains to the Ducks today gives us a quote: "Best years are ahead of me." The quote attached to 33-year-old Mikael Granlund. Do you believe it?
I liked how he looked on that all-Finnish line in Dallas with Roope Hintz and Mikko Rantanen. I thought that was some of the best hockey I've seen him play. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't drive his own line. Like when Rantanen went cold, all of a sudden Granlund went cold. And I get it. You know, the line goes with your best player, and Rantanen mm-hmm. was the best player. But I don't know. I think with Granlund, it has been very frustrating. You watch him and you think, wow, he's such a good player.
Why is it frustrating? Like, he is what he is. Why? See,
I want more. I know, but more.
This headline, again, just puts him in, and it's his words. It was a quote. "My best years are ahead of me." Like, okay, so he's bringing this on himself. But, like, Granlund is what he is. Look, I was pumping his tires so hard last year.
Yeah.
Based on how he had been since becoming a San Jose Shark and how undervalued or appreciated he was league-wide because of where he was playing and obviously the lack of success. But I've never thought that Granlund is like up here, that you have to, you know, expect 80 to 85 points or something. I don't know.
But if he says his best years are ahead of him, wouldn't you think that that means he's going to hit 70 plus points in the future?
Which he better, especially if they trade Mason McTavish.
Okay, when he was 24, he had 69 points, 26 goals.
Right.
25, this is all with Minnesota, 67 points, 21 goals. Yeah. And has not hit those numbers again in his career. So you're telling
me... But his points per game in San Jose were very good.
2 years ago were really good. He had 60 points in 69 games.
Yeah.
But bad team, you mm-hmm. know, you're getting power play, you're getting top lines, totally right. different.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't buy that stock. You're offering me my Mikael Granlund stock, saying
best years are ahead of him.
I'm not buying it. I am not buying that stock.
Thank you. That's the answer I wanted, and we have more questions along those lines as we continue here on Sabres Live. There is no question what's happening down at the arena on September 13th. Of course, this all comes together annually when we have the Prospects Challenge, and it's Sabres Fan Fest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's all happening in and around KeyBank Center and Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza, player appearances, games, activities, tons of stuff. Hockey Fest, of course, taking part out on RJ Way on Perry Street. All participants take home a Hockey Fest t-shirt that are involved in the street hockey portion of it and receive a ticket offer for a regular season game this upcoming season. You can visit sabres.com/fanfest to learn more, and stick with us here on Sabres Live. Lots more hockey talk to get to.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
A month from now, we may not be saying this, but in all honesty, Marty, there's still so much for us to talk about right now around the league, and in part because we had such an extended period of time off last week, and we have not actually dissected a lot of the transactions, whether it be signings or trades or things like that. Yes. That, you know,
I got to go back to my book because I wrote a bunch of the signings down. But
no
yes.
rush, just keep it there at the ready. But
oh, by the way, before we go on, I got to say hi to a couple of people just sure. because I had to pick up, you know, a couple of things at the Rick Zurak's Golf Warehouse. I don't know if anybody knows where that is. I'm in transit there yes. by Genesee. And so anyway, they're like, oh, I listen to the show all the time. They're like, you know, I said something like, well, there's not a lot of hockey talk right now. Maybe we should do a 1 hour golf show. And they're like, yeah, that would be awesome. I'm like, no, there's still plenty to talk about. So anyway, all the, you know, Rick.
It would work better if I was still interested in golf.
You know, exactly. But you know who, apparently, you know, allegedly, apparently, but Rick's a good guy. He's
a great guy.
So Scotty Bowman goes there, gets his like stuff all the time. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I needed a putter because Jacob took my putter. So I went and got a, you know, just a putter from the rack and, you know, so I could put in a bag and because Jacob took my putter back to school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jacob did not take your haircut back to school from 30 years ago. Now,
he's not allowed to have that haircut from 30 years ago. Like, that's not allowed. It's touching my ears.
So, fun fact, and we've divulged this before on this show, this was our first time together, Marty, yes. in an NHL arena, 1995 in Edmonton, 30 years ago when you were drafted.
Yes. So, funny enough, the draft was on July 8th because of the 94-95 lockout that made the season start in January, 48-game season. Mm-hmm. It ended late, you know, and the New Jersey Devils won the cup. They swept Scotty Bowman's Red Wings that year, by the way. Sorry, Scotty. Yes. But he did welcome us in, the top prospect, into Detroit, into the locker room. It was amazing, by the way. But yes, so the draft was in Edmonton early July, a little later than usual. one-day thing. Back in the days, it was a one-day draft. It started at 10 in the morning and went until 7, 8 at night, right? They did all whatever 9 rounds or 10 rounds there was in the draft
back
then.
I believe.
I believe it was 9, yes. And so I got drafted. That's when they made the McGillney trade for Pekka, Mike Wilson. Mm-hmm. Jay McKee was the first Sabres pick. A few picks later, I get drafted. John Muckler went up on the stage, and it was funny because he's like, Sabres proud to select from Beauport, our fangs, Martin Biron. It was very, like, specific, right? Don Luce was on stage, and yeah, I had a pretty nice haircut going on, the Beatles. Somebody on social media said, does his mom still have that bowl she cut his hair with? So, yeah, it was, but, man, I mean, I didn't have style, and I was just happy to put the hat back on and make sure I had my Sabres hat on.
Okay, well, in hindsight, you're saying you didn't have style, but at the time,
I didn't have style now either.
No, but did you think you did?
I thought I had a little swagger. I was starting to develop that swagger, that a little like, oh, I'm drafted in the NHL. I remember, so my first year junior, I kind of didn't say a word. I worked hard.
Hang on. No one would believe that.
No, I didn't say a word. I talked a lot, but I wasn't one to speak up. Like the goalie I was with, unfortunately, passed away a few years back. His name was Steve Vezina. He played here roller hockey with the Buffalo team. He was a goalie. But so Steve passed away from cancer a few years back. But he was a veteran, had just gotten drafted by the Winnipeg Jets back then. And in practice, if we did one half of the ice kind of thing with one net, he took all the shots. And I didn't have anything. Like I was a rookie. I didn't say anything. So now, fast forward to my second year. I get drafted. I go to the summer camp for the World Juniors team. I'm feeling like I got swagger and I got a little bit more confidence. So we're in training camp and one of the guys is in the corner and he's shooting pucks at my feet during the drill, right? Guys are wanting to mess around with me and they're shooting pucks at my feet. And I left the net and I threw my stick at that guy. He was our captain, Jean-Yves Leroux. Chicago Blackhawks guy, and I went at him and I pushed him in the corner and I'm like, can you stop? And so Joe Canale, he was our coach. Joe was a little Italian guy with curly hair, and he stops the drill and I'm thinking, yes, Joe's gonna have my back here. He's gonna come and tell the guys to cut it out, you know, like Marty's trying to he made a beeline for me and basically put me in my place.
Oh, boy.
He's like, you're the goalie. You stay in the net. And he's like yelling at me in this French, English, Italian accent. And so that was the one time I piped up. I thought I was very, very swaggy. And I had the confidence. And I got shut down. And that was it. I stayed in net that whole year and didn't say a word.
Well, as we've been talking, I've been scrolling through my phone. I should know where this is. But I was trying to find a picture of me from that exact time, our time in Edmonton together. I will continue to work towards that. Hopefully we find it before the end of the show.
Is Mama Duff looking through the archives to find a picture from 1995?
Yes.
But you got me the newspaper from the sports page from that draft because you were doing some cleaning at home, right? Mm-hmm. And funny enough, when we had Eric Comrie on the show, when he first signed with the Sabres, he was born a few days before that draft. He goes, I was probably in the newspaper in the birth announcement. Now, you didn't have the whole newspaper.
I did not.
You only had the sports page. But yeah, that was our first coming onto the NHL scene together, Duffer. That was great.
This is the best I can do with an Edmonton connection as far as random questions today.
Ooh, okay.
Glenn Gulletson, recently with the Oilers. Will he have more success in Dallas than Pete DeBoer did?
Well, if you talk success, it has to be like going to the Stanley Cup final, right? Because Pete DeBoer has gotten to the conference finals and never able to get over the hump. You know what's funny is I didn't realize it. Is Glenn Gullitson actually coached the Dallas Stars?
How do you not know that?
I kind of forgot, you know, because I remember Glenn Gullitson as the Calgary Flames head coach, as the head coach that in the morning skate at the Settle Dome had a rant and decided to throw his stick about 50 rows up into the stands one morning skate, right? That's Glenn Gullitson. That to me is, but before that, he was with the Dallas Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is so hard because the Western Conference has Colorado, Vegas, the LA Kings, the Winnipeg Jets, the Edmonton Oilers. They have a lot of stacked teams out there. But I'm going to give the runner a chance. I think Glenn Gullitson is going to do well, and I think he is going to take the Dallas Stars to a cup final in his time with Dallas. So we'll get further than what Pete DeBoer was able to do.
Perhaps an even more random tangent off of that. Dallas has hired as their AHL head coach in Texas former Amerks assistant in Toby Peterson. Man, I am on a roll today. I am connecting
there's three degrees, of, not a 6 or 7 degrees of separation. It's a 3 degrees of separation right now.
Sticking with the Rochester Americans, I don't even know how I'm able to do this. Michael Layton will transform the Red Wings goalies into a top five tandem this year.
No, not top five. I mean, I can see
feel John free to
Gibson
tell the audience
and
who their
Cam
new tandem
Talbot
is.
Battling it out, right? And
with John Gibson, yeah.
John Gibson and Cam Talbot, right? So those are the two. And I like that crease, but a top five is hard to say, hey, listen, you're gonna be better than, you know, the Bobrovsky, the Vasilevsky, the Hellebuck, the Shesterkin. Like, there is some, the Ottinger, the, you know, there's a lot of really good goalies out there and good pair of goaltenders. Mm-hmm. Can I see Detroit being between 7 and 12? Like, top 10, but more like towards the 10, 11, 12. Absolutely. But I don't think that's Michael Layton coming in and changing the way it goes. And I love Layton, and I think he's can use a lot of his experiences as a journeyman that had to work hard between the AHL, the NHL, bouncing back and forth and doing all of it. I think he'll do a good job. But to say that Gibson and Talbot would be top five, it's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. By the way, Michael Layton, 1 year with Rochester, 2005-06.
Yeah.
Garnered the bulk of the workload that year. Never did play for the Sabres. Do you have any idea who his partner? Now you're looking it up.
No. I'm looking at something else. I'm not looking at that.
His partner was with the Amerks that year.
Well, you said that was 2005-06.
Yes. So they did not make the playoffs that year because so many of the previous season's Amerks had graduated to the Sabres.
So we had a three-goalie crease in Buffalo that year because it was me, Miller, and Mika Noronen.
And he didn't play much in Rotch either.
But he didn't play in Rotch. So I am going to say that
he was not
Tom
a Saber.
Askey was the guy.
No, he was not a Saber.
Oh.
Pelche.
Ah.
Jean-Michel Pelche? Does that sound right?
Jean-Marc, is it?
Mm.
Peltier? Now I'm going to look it up because
see,
I want to make sure.
I thought you would have known this.
Jean-Marc Pelche, that's who it was, yeah. And I remember Jean-Marc Pelche being like a second-round draft pick? He was really, really, actually, yeah, round 2, 30th overall to the Flyers. He was a really good junior goalie and actually played at Cornell, then went to Rimouski, but yeah, so
I have one
more. But Michael Layton, funny enough,
yes,
I got to know him that year with the Sabres, and then I got to know him with the Flyers as well because then he came in after me with Brian Boucher, and like I crossed paths with Lates a few times in our career. Like we worked together. Great kid, like awesome guy.
I have one more, I think, fun question for you before we break. Does Ken Holland, current Kings GM, love Cody Ceci more than you love Cody Ceci?
100%.
Okay.
I mean, to give Cody Ceci that contract, 4 years at $4.5 million. I mean, Carlo Koliakovo, friend of the show, our buddy up north in Toronto, he called that the worst signing of free agent frenzy. And
but Carlo's because you mentioned probably 15 times last year Cody Ceci, and you know, I wouldn't mind a guy like Cody Ceci. So
I wouldn't mind a guy like Ceci at 2 years at $3 million, not 4 years at $4.5 million. And I'm wondering, Kenny Holland has done some fantastic things in hockey. And the way that he built the Detroit Red Wings for many years, his work with the Oilers, his work everywhere, right? He's done an awesome job. They end up getting Brian Dumoulin for a trade that was the year before. No, they got him this year.
They just added Dumoulin, CC, Anton Forsberg.
I'm like, what he did in free agency, I'm questioning. I'm questioning what he did on July 1 with the LA Kings. So I think that the Kings are still a good team. Yeah, but going to Cody CC and Brian Dumoulin and the money that these guys got, that's a lot. That's too much for me.
Well, we're a week removed from July 1st right now, which means we're still 3 months away from the start of the NHL season. Schedule, we believe, will be out next week as it pertains to the regular season. Cherish it, everyone. It's the last of the 82-game variety. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Winding down Sabres Live, it was short notice. I came up with a picture from the same era of you and I being at the draft together in 1995. It's not fair, really, because it doesn't show my full head of hair. But as a noted hat guy, as the person on the left here, this is rather, you know, fitting.
There's a lot of hair behind those ears. And
there's some great hockey hair.
There's a little bit of a mullet going on there, hair.
Yeah, it was actually more aimed to be a little more like probably Gavin Rossdale of Bush at the time.
Yeah, I would say mid-90s would probably be exactly that.
You know, part of our
charity. What hockey team is that, Duffer?
That was the CFCW Country Critters. We were the flagship station for the Oilers. We had a staff team that would travel to all parts of rural Alberta by bus, great bus, and we would play charity hockey games in all these small towns, raise a ton of money, and it was awesome. So yes, right in the smack in the middle there is the actual CFCW Critter.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If we could have a Sabres Live team of sort go and do things, would you support a like slow pitch Sabres Live team that would go out 2-3 times a summer and like play a game for fun for charity or whatnot?
I'm not sure if the Sabres Live team is big enough to field a slow pitch team. We might want to stick to a Bonspiel.
Well, we would have to have like Dregs and Shayna and Bakes and producer Jeff and everybody on it. We can fill 9. I mean, with all of our guests and everybody, like we could do it.
Okay. If you included guests, you're right. Yes. So that would have to be Darren Dreger, could have some border issues, and Shayna Goldman, who would be all in. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102. Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.